We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Mack Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics.
Tar Heels going for it on fourth and short. They get it. First down and more. 20, 15, 10, 5. How about a touchdown?
Now, live from top of the hill, this is Mack Brown Live. Here is your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, after an open week back not only here on the show, but looking forward to seeing the Tar Heels back on the field this upcoming Saturday, Blacksburg, Virginia against Virginia Tech. We'll talk about that matchup with the Hokies. We'll talk about how the Tar Heels handled the open date. We'll even peek back at that great win over Georgia Tech a couple of Saturdays ago. And of course, yeah, you can clap for that win. Winning's hard. And we'll, of course, take your questions, too. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Casey's back in the studio. Casey will pick up that phone, take your question, send it to us. You can also, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can put a question right there in the comments below, or you can send me a tweet right to me at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end of my name. We'll take up a bunch of questions as we go through the show. But first of all, Coach, great to be back with you, and congratulations on that win a couple weeks ago. But I'd like to start with the open week. What do you feel like it was a beneficial couple days for you, your staff, and your team?
It is. We had a tough fight with open date, but we won 3-0 late.
There we go.
Like everything else, we couldn't blow them out, so we waited and won on the last drive. We gave the guys off Sunday because they were tired and beaten down. I was really proud of the emotion they played with after spending so much emotion in the Clemson game. We had not been able to do that against Wake Forest and against App State. So I thought it was a real credit to the coaches and the players that they went to Georgia Tech with a mindset to win when we've won down there twice in 22 years. So it's not like it was an automatic win for us. So I was proud of the guys. So we gave them off Sunday. They have off Monday. We came back and worked really hard on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we gave them off Friday and Saturday. And most people have talked about it's really, really difficult to win after open dates. I think Koji's probably worked the guys too hard. We conditioned the older guys that had been playing a lot. We worked really hard with the younger guys that need to improve because we got to develop some depth. But we've won 30 and lost 7 and tied 1 in our weeks after open date. So I think it's worked pretty well for us. And we feel like that the guys are in great shape for tomorrow's practice because we had a tremendous practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and yesterday. And the guys are excited to be tied for number one in the Coastal. And they're excited to have something to play for at midseason. So it was like a bunch of little giddy kids in there Sunday when we put up the standings. They go, oh my God, look at this. It's really us. I said, yeah. And we control our own destiny, so we can't duck. got to play, and if we're good enough, we'll do it, and if not, we'll keep playing. But they're really, really proud to be where they are after 6 weeks, and we could be 6-0, we could be 0-6. I mean, you know, if you look at it realistically, but I'm proud that they seem to be learning to play every week, and that's something that we've got to do, and especially without depth.
As Coach mentioned, Carolina in that tie for first place in the division, currently tied with Duke and Virginia, two opponents who the Tar Heels will have in Keenan Stadium later this season. Of course, that's a couple weeks down the road. Coach, you mentioned the young guys getting some more practice and some more live hits this week. What's your main goal with those younger players in this open date week to try to get them better?
Yeah, to get them to play better, to get them to earn some right to play. We put them in on defense and against Georgia Tech, and they scored in 5 plays.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to – it's not like we've blown anybody out, so we couldn't put our young offensive guys in because they scored so fast and we hadn't won down there so long. I said, we're going to win the game first. We'll worry about who plays later. So it's we got to develop some depth. We've got to. We've lost 4 starters in the secondary, so we're being forced to play guys back there that don't have any experience. But we need to have guys in each position that can play at least 2 deep, and we're not there yet. But Jones, let me say this too. I saw a stat today. We are one of only 9 teams in America that have 100% capacity in our stadium for every home game. Only 1 of 9 out of 130. So thank you, fans. Unbelievable. And not only have you've come early because there was a graphic about that this week sometime, but you've also made a difference in the ball games. So thank you. It is making a huge difference for us and the players. I said they walked out before the Miami game, and I was with a group of them walking out, and they saw all the fans in there, and they said, oh, my God, look at this, man. I thought, yeah, well, this is the way it's supposed to be. So they won't be shocked again.
Oklahoma, Georgia, Colorado, Ohio State, Central Florida, Utah, Michigan, Nebraska, the company that Carolina is keeping in that stat of the 100% capacity for all the home games so far this season. Coach, you mentioned having some time off this past weekend, or giving the guys time off on Friday and Saturday. How did you spend your weekend?
Watching football.
Something you don't do very often, right?
My sweet and dear wife, she said, okay, you're tired, you're worn out, what do you want? I get a remote. I sit there on the couch, and I flipped and flipped and flipped and flipped. And finally, about midnight, she says, I've had enough, honey. I'm going to bed. So, but Sally's a huge fan, too. And we gave the guys we gave them assignments. On Thursday night, they had to watch NC State Syracuse, and they had to draw up things that they felt like were important in winning that game. On Friday night, they had to watch Virginia Miami and come back and tell us what they thought in those games that were important. Then they saw Duke and Georgia Tech, who they'd already played, so they got a feel of Duke. And then they watched Clemson and Florida State because they'd watched them. They watched South Carolina upset Georgia, and that gave them some confidence. So we not only gave them the weekend off, but we gave them assignments to do that should help us play better here at the end of the year.
Coach, we talked about this a little bit earlier today for another medium, but you said that you kind of take a big picture look at your team also during this open date week. What did you and your staff identify as some themes as you took a look at the big picture during this open time?
I thought the number one thing was that we need to do a better job with special teams. We're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're not great in anything. We're not scoring any points. We're not being dominant with field position. So for us to win here at the end, we've got to pick it up in our special teams. We got Daz Newsome, who's a really good punt returner. We're not giving him a chance. We've only had one good kickoff return with Michael Carter. So we're not kicking the ball in the end zone all the time now. Those are things we've got to do to win here in the last 6 weeks. Secondly, I think offensively we've got to stay balanced. When we can run the ball, we're really good. And then we don't have the third and longs. And so we've got to do a better job on third down because we're running the ball and throwing shorter passes on first and second down, which put us in positions to be able to make the shorter third downs. And we've gone for a bunch of fourth downs.
Yeah.
I like it when we make them. You know, it's fine. You all like it when we make them, too. It's when we don't. And then defensively, we're not forcing any turnovers. We've had no fumbles at all. And I don't know that we've been good enough. We're getting there, and we're worried so much about tackling them, we don't have enough time to strip. So we've got to force some more interceptions, but we've also got to get some strips. And stop. If you stop them on first down and you get them in third and long, then you've got a better chance to disrupt the quarterback and strip the ball. So those are all things that we've got to do better.
Carolina, that fourth down stat that Coach mentioned, Tar Heels currently first in the ACC and top 20 in the country nationally as far as fourth down conversions. They're at over 80% so far. And in fact, going into the Georgia Tech game, the Tar Heels had the best fourth down conversions for teams that had tried 10 or more in the entire country. So Tar Heels have been good on that down. And of course, as we know, hit some big ones through the first half of the season. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to take a peek at that Georgia Tech game when we return. And then we'll start getting to your questions for Coach. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335, the phone number. Shoot me a tweet or put a question in the comments on Facebook Live. Glad to be back at Top of the Hill Restaurant for the latest edition on a Monday, October the 14th of Mac Brown Live from Learfield. I'm G College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
We can't fix that 8 a.m. class. Or your cracked phone screen.
No!
But at the University of North Carolina system, we have fixed tuition for all North Carolina residents. That means when you start college, your tuition will not increase for 4 consecutive years while you earn your degree at any UNC system university. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. EdGear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
Back here, Top of the Hill Restaurant, latest edition of Mac Brown Live. My name is Jones Angel, alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of Carolina football. That, of course, Mac Brown. Tar Heels back in action this upcoming Saturday. They're in Blacksburg, 3:30 kick against Virginia Tech. We'll talk about that matchup with the Hokies a little bit later in the show. Coach, wanted to look back, though, for a moment at the game against Georgia Tech 2 Saturdays ago, Carolina's last action, and we'll start off by doing that with our UNC Healthcare Champion of the Gridiron, where we highlight MVPs from the previous game. Brought to you by UNC Healthcare, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds to help keep you in the game and at your very best. You can see their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. Coach wanted to mention two gentlemen, both on the offensive side. Your freshman quarterback, Sam Howe, 33 of 51 through the air, had 376 yards. 4 touchdowns, all freshman season highs for him. And Javonte Williams, career high for Javonte as well, 144 yards on the ground, had a touchdown too. Two young guys on that offensive side who had a terrific game.
Yes, I think number one, you start with the offensive line with Sam because he had better protection.
Yep.
And when you can throw the ball and loosen things up, Javonte had some opportunities to run the ball, especially late, where they knew we were going to run the ball, and we just lined up and pounded it with him. And our backs have done a tremendous job of taking care of the football. Mm-hmm. I think we've lost one fumble all year, and that was Wake Forest. Of course, we lost a lot of things that night. but that's the only fumble that we've had. And Sam is so accurate. He has over 400 yards if we don't drop two touchdown passes, really three, because Bo Corrales had one up high that he would normally catch, and then Daz dropped one in the end zone, and Diami dropped one in the end zone, and then Sam overthrew one. So he could have been 450 to 500 yards. But I like Sam's leadership. I like his toughness. I like the fact that he doesn't change who he is. His emotion stays pretty much the same throughout the game, and I think that's why he's so cool on 4th and 17 and 4th and 10 and 4th and 11 and 4th and 13. And when he looks at me and says, Phil Longo on the sideline says, "We're going to go for it." And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Really?" That's kind of fun.
Had a chance to ask Sam if he ever got excited. He said, "Well, I get pretty excited for a touchdown," he said, "but then I just get right back to the sideline so we can get ready to do it again next time we have the football." So pretty even-keeled guy.
But he is, and Javonte was the valedictorian of his high school.
Yep.
And he's such a great young man. And the most you ever get out of Javonte is a nod. I mean, so if you have a long conversation with Javonte, that's three nods, because you're not going to get him to say anything. So we don't have much conversation with our offense.
Coach, a couple of stats from that Georgia Tech game that really stood out in looking back at it. Carolina ran 97 plays in the game, held the ball for nearly 37 minutes, 11 of 19 on third down. You flip that around, Georgia Tech ran just 53 plays, had the ball about 23 minutes, and just 4 of 11 on third down. Some pretty big numbers there.
Yes, and we would have been up in the 110, 115 if we hadn't slowed the game down. With 9 minutes left, we took the ball and started four-minute offense, which I really like the fact that we could kill the clock at the end of the game. And it didn't matter in this game, but it will matter some point in the next 6 weeks. And you have to work on all those things as you're going through. So I like the fact that our offensive staff huddled up some against Clemson and changed up the tempo and kept them off guard. I like the fact last week that we had 97 plays where we had 61 against Clemson, but Clemson had 60. And you need the ball more than they do, and usually if your rushing yards are better than theirs, the turnover ratio is better for you, then you're going to win most games.
Coach, how's guys, similar to what you're just talking about, some coaches kind of think time of possession, say, it doesn't matter, we don't care, we're just trying to, whatever we're trying to do, doesn't matter how long we hold the ball. Is that a stat that you care about at all?
It's a tricky stat, because if we've won time of possession because they had three and outs, it works. If we won time of possession because they scored on the first play every time they had it, not so good,
feel,
brother.
Yeah.
So, but I did feel like that in the Georgia Tech game, we won time of possession because we kept the ball and they weren't scoring. And our guys did a tremendous job. The other thing I have to really brag on, Brian Hess, we haven't had a cramp this year.
Wow.
And we have played in some really hot games, and everybody, including Georgia Tech, had cramps during the ball games that we've played. So, and our offensive team played 97 snaps, and nobody was tired. So our strength staff has done a tremendous job of getting our guys ready to play.
Yep. Coach, one last thing about Georgia Tech, and then we'll take a break, and then we're going to start getting some questions from Carolina fans. You identified third downs a couple weeks ago as an area that you were concerned about, offensive third downs, your team's ability to convert. Last 3 weeks, 25 of 52, that's 48% on third down. I would assume that is a number that you're pretty pleased with.
Yes, it's a total change from early in the year. And when you're making more third downs, you're having fewer sacks.
Sure.
And you can't have your quarterback on his back. I mean, you can't have him where he's disrupted. That's where you have turnovers. In fact, Sam's done an amazing job, probably took some sacks instead of throwing the ball away. But he's thrown three interceptions and 15 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So he's been very, very smart taking care of the ball, and that's helped us. And I think our young punter, Ben Kiernan, is going to be a superstar before I hope it's in my lifetime. But he's getting better, and he's had a couple of 63-yard punt against Miami or somebody, and we only had 50-yard area to kick it in, but it was still good if we're further back. But I do think that, because we're managing first and second downs better, we're making more third downs. And therefore, we're going for more fourth downs. Mm-hmm. I've told our guys, we get fourth and two, and we're on our end of the field, we're going to go for fourth down. I mean, why punt? You get 3 points for field goals. Let's try to get seven.
Sure.
So I don't like field goals, and I don't like punting. So if we can go for fourth and two, we ought to make fourth and two, and that's just who we are. Sorry, Coach Gwaltney, you were one of the ones that made it where I didn't like field goals, right? So that's a 50-yarder to beat
Kentucky. Not that he
remembered.
He had that one pretty quickly.
I didn't know if he'd remember or not, but 50-yarder to beat Kentucky in the end. Thank you, Clint Gwaltney.
Carolina heading to Virginia Tech next. Hopefully they'll begin a bunch of those third and fourth down conversions. We'll talk about the Hokies coming up in a bit, but when we return, we're going to start getting to your questions for the head coach of the Heels, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That's the phone number. Shoot me a tweet. Put a question down in the comments on Facebook Live. We get to your questions for the head coach of the Heels after this from Learfield, IMG College.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Whether you're headed to work or out to the game, the Terrain Contact HT is designed for what you do. A premium highway terrain tire for light trucks and SUVs, the Terrain Contact HT is strong, durable, and quiet, with a focus on long tread life and exceptional wet braking. Featuring Traction Plus technology, the Terrain Contact HT provides the perfect balance between on-road durability and manners. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouth-watering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
Save more this fall with great clearance deals on a new Honda at your Honda dealer of the Carolinas. Save on new Accords, Civics, CRVs, HRVs, and more. Remember, Honda gives you more. More features like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. More safety with Honda Sensing Driver Assist technology. And best of all, more clearance savings on hundreds of new Hondas. Hurry into your Honda dealer of the Carolinas and test drive your new Honda today.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive 4 game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
Man, we missed you guys last week. Glad to be back at Top of the Hill Restaurant for the latest edition of Mac Brown Live. My name is Jones Angel, alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of the Heels, Mac Brown. We're here for another 35 minutes or so as we move through the Monday, October 14th edition of the show. Very quickly, this is important. I want to tell you about our November schedule. We've got a busy November coming up, as always, and that includes our shows here at Top of the Hill. And we'll remind you about this as we continue to get closer. But this is going to be our schedule in November. November the 4th, that's the first Monday in November. The Tar Heels have another open date on the football side of things that week, so we will only have a Roy Williams Live that particular week, that Monday. Coach Williams will be here for the first show of the year for him. That's Monday, November 4th. Then the next week, Monday, November 11th, Coach Brown will be here. The next night on Tuesday, Coach Williams will be here on the 12th. The week after that, Monday the 18th, Coach Brown will be here. The Tuesday after that, Coach Williams will be here. That's the 19th. Then the final week of November, the basketball team will be in the Bahamas. So no Coach Williams show that week. We will be here with Coach Brown on Monday, November the 25th. So we will have 2 weeks with two shows. The other 2 weeks, we'll have 1 week of just basketball, 1 week of just football in the middle of November. Busiest time of the year for sure for us. Looking forward to that coming up in just a couple weeks. All right, more exciting than that is some questions for Coach. Let's get to it. Coach Anthony sent this one in via Twitter and asked about the secondary. He said he has heard you talk about the injuries, and right now Patrice Rene out for the year. That happened a couple weeks ago, we know, with the torn ACL. Miles Wolfup, Trey Morrison, both out indefinitely for the Tar Heels with injuries. Trey just suffered his against Georgia Tech. Bryson Richardson, another young player who's expected to be heavily in the mix, possibly a starter for the Tar Heels, injured himself in preseason and is out for the year. So Anthony's question was, Coach, with all those injuries, who are some of the younger names that Tar Heel fans need to be aware of that may start seeing some snaps in the secondary?
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there anybody here that can play corner? I mean, we may need it. Now, we got to check SATs, too. So, you know, we got to check grade point average and all that. Did you mention Cam Kelly, too?
And Cam Kelly, yeah, Cam out as
no,
well.
No, we've lost five guys out of our secondary.
Yeah.
Four of them starters. It's been the most unbelievable thing that I've ever seen. So you can either use it as an excuse, which nobody cares. You hate it for the young guys. Or, as I told Dre and Jay today, Jay Bateman and Dre Bly, coach the others. Coach them up. That's what you got. That's what you're here for. And why'd I hire you if I didn't need you to coach them? So we will have we'll play DJ Ford some at nickel and safety. We'll play DeAndre Holland some at corner and nickel. We will play Obi at corner, and he's played some. We've got to get Javonte Terry ready to play. Trey Shaw's had a sore knee, so he hadn't been able to compete. So we're just down to the nub, but that means that we've just got to do different things to try to help him. And we'll start. Storm Duck's playing great for a freshman. He's really done a tremendous job. And I asked his dad one time, why did you name him Storm when your last name's Duck? He said, I want people to be able to remember that name. I said, it works. So you're good. That's. I wish I'd been named Storm. That'd have been Storm Brown. That would have been better. That was it. So, but now he's playing well, so that's good. Greg Ross is hanging in there at the other corner. And then Miles Dorn has been unbelievable. He's played both safeties. And Don Chapman, he's directing poor Don back there, and then you put DJ Ford back there. So we just got to make it work. We've got to play all the guys we can, and Virginia Tech's got two of the best receivers we'll play, so they can really throw the ball. So that's our deal. Jay Bateman's being paid to figure out how to stop the run and help us with young corners, and he's it's a load for him right now.
I think most of those names that Coach said you probably recognize. Obi is Obi Egbuna, a true freshman for the Tar Heels out of the Charlotte area. He has played some mostly on special teams for the Tar Heels up to this point. He did get in late in the Georgia Tech game at one of the cornerback positions. Coach, following off that question was a question about Don Chapman, freshman safety for the Tar Heels, came all the way to Carolina from San Diego, California. And Dennis sent in the question wanting to know about Don's development and how he found his way to Chapel Hill from being from so far away.
Well, it's a great question. First, he's a very bright young man, and he's a very confident young man, or he couldn't have come this far. But he could have gone to Colorado, UCLA, USC, Oregon, Washington. Everybody out there wanted him. And he just fell in love with Chapel Hill, and that's why we thought he was smart. So we thought he figured this thing out. And he's playing really, really well. He's always played corner. He's never played safety. So he's another one we may look at corner and safety. Jay and Dre are trying to figure out how much can we put on young ones with how many coverages can you play. How do you protect a younger guy in a ball game like that and still stop the run? So I think that's the big thing. But Don Chapman will be a great player here in the future. And he was meeting with Jay today, and I walked by and hugged his neck and said, I'm so proud of you to come this far, do this well. He's doing well in school, and he's a really good representative. And if you think about our secondary next year, we've got Bryce Watts that transferred from Virginia Tech that's sitting out. We've got Kyler McMichael that's sitting out. We got all these guys back, and Patrice Renee's coming back. So I told these guys, you better get your job now because it's going to be harder back there next year.
Kyler McMichael, a transfer from Clemson that is sitting out a redshirt season for the Tar Heels. Interesting on Don Chapman, he does have family in North Carolina, so it wasn't as huge a move as it may be for some others to move across the country. And Jay Bateman said Carolina was looking for a late get in the secondary and recruiting. They actually, any secondary player who had an FBS offer and was not yet committed, they got information on and whittled that down from over 100 down to about 10. Don was in that group, and eventually that marriage worked out. And glad it did, as he has been a big part of Carolina's defense coaching in the secondary.
Well, and Don's grades were so good that Jay actually looked at him first for Army.
Hmm.
So he was considering him for the academy before he came to us. And Jay's just been a tremendous ambassador with high school coaches, and he's recruited in this state for 11 years. And I think he knows everybody, so it's been fun.
Coach, one last thing, and in fact, it was about recruiting. We had this question three times. Mike and Daniel sent it in on the Facebook live stream. Clay had sent in an email about this earlier this week. He said these guys said they know you can't comment on specific recruits, but just interested in the response from the high school coaches in your return, and if the great atmospheres in Keenan and those kind of things, if you've seen any kind of response to that on the recruiting side.
Yes, Mike, Daniel, and Clay, to answer your question, we've had tremendous reception. It's been overwhelming to see the high school coaches reach out. And one of the things in this state that's important is the high school coaches know if the University of North Carolina is good in football, it brings them more attention than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It happened last time we were here. So they want us to be good. And I told them, don't send us your guys, but make them all come and visit. It's our job to get them. But you get them on our campus. And then it's up to us. The other thing that people have beaten us up so much about is nobody cared. Nobody's in the seats. And you all have slammed that one dead now, because it's now those you've killed it, and it does make a difference. You students are coming early, and they're fighting to get in there, and it makes such a huge difference with that atmosphere for the young people that come. So I can tell you, parents, they're all overwhelmed with the support that we've got. So there were even guys that came in that we thought were leaning toward Clemson that stayed and talked to us a long time after the game. So we've changed the game. And Mike, Daniel, and Clay, recruiting is going really, really well. And I think we're going to finish strong. And that's the other thing that you need to do. We're going to have a better-looking football team soon.
Remember, there's that early signing date now. So the first signing date comes up in mid-December, then the second one in February after that for Coach Brown and his staff.
Well, and for those guys and for you, 12 of these guys are planning on coming in early. So they'll be here for spring practice, and we're going to have some really good seniors gone, so we're going to have some of these freshmen step up and play next year. So it'll be great to have them here for the off-season program for spring practice and for summer work.
Makes a big difference, seeing that with some of the guys who've been able to compete and contribute this year as freshmen for Carolina. A lot of those guys were early enrollees for the Tar Heels. Second half of the show upcoming. More questions for Coach. After this, it's Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Mac Brown live. Thanks so much for being here on a Monday, October the 14th. Quickly, let's take a trip around Carolina Athletics, get you caught up on some other stuff going on around UNC. We'll start with field hockey, still number one in the nation, 12-0 on the year. I believe it is now 33 consecutive wins for the field hockey program going back to last year, 4-0 in the ACC. Their last weekend action, they were busy. They won two road games on Saturday at Syracuse, 3-1. Then they played Albany on Sunday, also on the road, won that one 4-1. Wake Forest next opponent, that is in Winston Friday night at 6. Also Friday night at 6 in Winston against Wake. The men's soccer team will be there to see the Demon Deacons. The guys 7-3-2 so far on the year. Women's soccer, number 3 in the nation, one of 5 top 10 teams in the ACC. The women are 12-1-1 on the year. Their last action beat Pitt 3-1. Next game at BC Thursday at 7 o'clock. Couple more things. Volleyball. Tough start to the year for volleyball. They're 3-9 overall, but they've won 4 straight over NC State, Virginia Tech, Miami, and the latest, a ranked victory over number 23, Florida State. So Joe Segula has his team now 7-9, 4-2 in the ACC. They'll be at Pitt Friday night, 7 o'clock. Piece of basketball news. Preseason ACC prognostications are out. Carolina was picked to finish 2nd in the ACC in the preseason poll. Cole Anthony, the talented freshman guard, named the preseason ACC Rookie of the Year.
Whoa. They said we're picked 2nd?
Picked 2nd.
Shows you how little they know.
By the way, the team that was picked first has been picked first, I believe it's 5 or 6 times since 2010, and has finished first 0 of those 5 or 6 times that they were picked. Cole Anthony, preseason ACC Rookie of the Year, preseason first team all-conference, Kuzia Watch member, Kuzia Award Watch list for top point guard in the nation. Of course, Carolina's had a bunch of guys win that. Raymond Felton, Ty Lawson, Kendall Marshall. Garrison Brooks also named preseason 2nd team All-ACC. 2 more things. I'm about out of breath. Men's golf ranked number 7 in the country by Golf Week, one of 6 teams from the ACC in the top 10. And a big congratulations to senior women's tennis player Alexa Graham. Alexa finished as the national runner-up in the ITA Indoor National Championships this past week. So, a lot of good stuff going on around Carolina Athletics. All right, Coach, let's get some more questions. Tom sent this one in. This was on the comments of Facebook Live. Tom wanted to know, halfway through the season, what makes you the most proud and what are you still the most frustrated about with this young team?
It's really easy. I'm proud that they've played hard every week and that they've never given up and they've come back every weekend to make us proud. So I'm really proud of that. I'm really frustrated that we didn't play as good against Wake and App State as we should have. And we didn't make a 2-point play against Clemson. Other than that,
everything's
my
great.
Life would be perfect.
Coach had an email question from Elizabeth. Elizabeth said she has heard the term preferred walk-on recently. She said, what is a preferred walk-on and how is it different from just the regular term of walk-on?
Preferred walk-on, Elizabeth, is simply someone who gets to come in with our team and practice when we start in the fall. They have a preferred treatment over someone who just might walk on because you can only have 110 come in,
mm-hmm.
and they would be guaranteed to be in that 110.
And you had an interesting comment earlier today, Coach, about the preferred walk-on spot and talking about quarterbacks. And you said, and we've talked about this on this show some, about how it's hard to keep depth at the quarterback position. And you said, you know, preferred walk-ons may play a key role at some spots at that QB spot.
Yeah, we're going to have to really do a good job moving forward in college football with quarterbacks. The transfer portal now, if you're not playing, they quit and leave. And we have 3 to start the season. We named Sam Howell the starter, and all of a sudden, Cade Fortin's gone that afternoon. So, and then he's looking for a place to go. And Jace Reuter's still here, and I hope he stays. But in most places, unless you're playing at quarterback, you leave. So we're going to have to do a better job of making sure that we look at great walk-on quarterbacks to have someone in a position to grow like Vincent Amendola right now. He's ready to go in if Sam comes out. We also need to look at if we sign a young guy who's a quarterback that might play another position, then we're going to have to look at him being a third-team quarterback and maybe a starting player somewhere else because you're going to have to keep guys available that can play quarterback just so you don't run out. Like right now, we're still working Chaz Surratt some at quarterback. So Chaz is doing both. Now, you're limited with that package, obviously, but you can't keep enough players at that position right now.
Coach, this is an email question from Chad. Chad said, this is about Lonnie Galloway, your wide receiver coach. He said, Lonnie has deep ties to the state, was a prep standout, a great collegiate quarterback at Western Carolina as well. Chad's question was, Did you recruit Lonnie coming out of high school? Did you follow his playing and coaching career from afar? And what kind of impact has he had on your team?
Chad, this question must have come from Lonnie, because I turned Lonnie down for Chucky Barnett, and he's hated me for 20, 30-something years. And he said, I've been trying to get to this school for 30-something years, and you finally took me. So, and I said, well, you weren't good enough because you went to Western Carolina. So, and then he came back and said, yeah, but I'm in the Hall of Fame. So he's right. I should have taken him. So he's a good player. So I finally wised up and signed him, Chad. So he's here, and he's done an magnificent job with our receivers, and he's out there since we're still dropping some balls. He's throwing them tennis balls. So somebody asked me at practice yesterday, why are they catching tennis balls? And they're football players. All you golfers know, when you go out on the putting green, I got this little bitty hole, and you're trying to putt in the little bitty hole because it makes the normal hole look really, really big. Well, if you can catch a tennis ball, it makes that football look really, really big. So we've got a little tennis ball with football stripes around it, trying to get them to catch it. So that's what we're doing. We're tired of dropping passes.
And, Coach, talking about Coach Galloway, another member of your staff that did have ties to this state, even if he didn't have a tie to the University of North Carolina. You mentioned Jay Bateman had recruited this state a lot. You have multiple people on your staff, even if it isn't a Dre Bly who played here, that had ties to the Tar Heel State.
Yeah, there's so many guys. Stacy Searles, our offensive line coach, spent 7 years at Appalachian State and recruited this state for Georgia a long time. So he's been involved a lot. Tommy Thigpen, we know, played for us, and he's been here four times, I think. He won't leave. Then you start looking at guys like Robert Gillespie was at West Virginia, recruited the state. He was at Tennessee, recruited the state, and Georgia, and he coached here last year. So he's done that. Tim Cross worked for us three times at Texas. Scott Boone recruited. He was at William & Mary for 7 years. So he recruited Northeastern North Carolina and parts of Virginia throughout. Jay Bateman was in our camp. That's really bad when I'm the young black-headed coach, and there's this little stubby linebacker sitting there. And I said, who is that, Jay? And he said, me. I was in your camp, and I turned him down too. So they're all mad at me, I think. But by and large, we wanted a coaching staff that could recruit the state. And if we get the best players in this state, we're going to win all the games. And that's what we need to do. Then we can get, right now, our hottest area out of state has been around Atlanta. Because we're really getting some good players from the Atlanta area. And that's why the Georgia Tech game was so important for us to go down there and do well. But we wanted guys who fit this university. We wanted guys who fit this state. And I feel like we've got a tremendous staff.
Coach, one more question before we take a break. Christopher sent in this one. And you mentioned this a little earlier in the show in passing. Christopher said it seems like to him that the offensive line has played better the last few weeks. He wanted to know if you felt so, and if so, what you thought the reason was.
I wonder if that's my son, Christopher. It might be.
Sneaking one in.
Hey, Christopher, call and brag on the offensive line. But no, they're playing really well right now, and it will be a huge part of this game on Saturday afternoon because Bud Foster is a tremendous defensive coordinator. He blitzes all the time. He moves all the time. So we're going to have to pick up blitzes and movement throughout this game. And the offensive line is going to have to do a tremendous job. We still need to get more depth. We still don't have enough guys. But our from where we were and losing Nick Polino as senior center and then losing Charlie Heck, from where we were to where we are right now, I'm really excited about the progress of the offensive line.
Coach mentioned that with
them. And they're all back except Charlie. So. Yeah. So that helps us, too.
Coach mentioned that earlier about the sack number going down, just one sack in the Georgia Tech game for the Tar Heels, one sack allowed, and that was on a low snap that the play got fumbled up a little bit, was the only sack Carolina allowed in the game. We're going to take a timeout, come back, more questions for Coach, and soon we're going to preview that matchup, big Coastal Division matchup with Virginia Tech this upcoming Saturday. All still to come over the final 15 minutes on Mac Brown Live from Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill and Learfield. I'm G. College.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouth-watering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20 piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive four game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Crown Honda of South Point is proud to sponsor the UNC Tar Heels. We share a commitment to excellence and a strong desire to be the best. That's why we offer top-notch service, a huge selection, and a 110% guarantee on our already low price tags. Call, click, or come by Crown Honda of South Point, just 1 mile from the streets of South Point in Durham, or visit us online at southpointhonda.com. This is Crown Honda of South Point, wishing the Tar Heels the best season ever.
Your purchase compared to this new vehicle at the lower price. Call or funds you 110% difference. Not valid with new rebates. Until this rate price changes or trade-ins.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
A little more than 10 minutes left to go on the show. Final segment. We're going to get a few more questions in. Final segment of questions. And we do have one more break, and then we'll preview the matchup with Virginia Tech. However, before we get to any of that, we have a bunch of birthdays that are either today or in the very near future or just happened right in this area. So happy birthday to Jonathan Gladstone. Happy birthday, Ann Johnson. Happy birthday, Annette Litzenberger. Thank you guys all so much.
And may I say on Wednesday, happy birthday, Sally Brown.
Woo, there we go. Man.
She will be at least 38.
Just a busy time of year. So glad that you guys are all here with us tonight. Thank you so much for helping celebrate your birthday, or letting us help you celebrate your birthday. Also, quick reminder about the website, syncmygame.com. You can turn down those TV broadcasters. Not that we dislike them, but you can turn them down. Listen to your hometown radio team, syncmygame.com. It's syncmygame.com. All right, going to try to sneak in two questions here with Coach, then we'll take our final break and then look ahead to Virginia Tech. Coach, this question came during the show via Twitter. It is from Star. Star wanted to know, heard you talking about explosive plays in the special teams and how you would like more of them. Obviously, you have some talented returners. Star's question was, how do those traditionally happen? Other than just having good return men, how do those explosive plays traditionally happen?
Yeah, Star, right now we don't have a lot of depth, so our seniors are having to play so much, we don't have them on special teams. Normally, your best players need to be on special teams. So We've got a lot of young guys that grow and learn each week, but most of the great players out of high school didn't play on special teams.
Yeah.
They were the returners. So they're all having to learn, and that was one thing we really worked hard on the open date is to try to make sure that all the guys like Emory Simmons and Spotsville and just Asante and Jack Kadri Jackson, all those guys that are playing so much on special teams. And special teams is so weird. You can have seven guys do it right and two guys miss somebody and they get it. So we just need to do a better job. We got close on a punt return at Georgia Tech with Daz. He got out there. We had some space, but we missed one block. So that's something to keep pulling for. We just got to keep doing a better job on special teams to get where we want to go.
And as Coach referenced, Tar Heels do have some really good returners in Newsom on the punt game, Michael Carter in the kickoff game.
And Star, the good thing is these young ones are going to grow up. They'll be on special teams again next year, so they'll be better.
Coach, last question before we take our final break. This one comes from Josh. Josh asks, halfway through the season, what do you now know about the team that you didn't know at the beginning of the year? And then secondarily, what do you know about the dynamics of this coaching staff? We talked about them a few minutes ago that you just didn't know at the beginning of the year because this particular group hadn't been together.
Yeah, Josh, it's a great question. But number one, we didn't have any idea how they'd respond. I was shocked when they beat South Carolina, and it was a good shock. But they'd struggled, so it was fun to watch them. Mm-hmm. And then they've got a tremendous amount of pride. They want to do well. They're great kids. They've done everything we've asked them to do. I mean, bar none, they've done everything we've asked them to do on and off the field. So I know that now. I didn't know that when we started the season. Secondly, the staff had never worked together. So you hire a guy who's had 1 year experience at a Power Five program at Ole Miss and put him with a bunch of older, experienced coaches who have been around here. And I knew most of the others. I didn't know Phil Longo. You hire a guy from Army that's been at Elon and Ball State, and he's never been in a Power Five program. And you put him with two guys that played Farmy and another guy that coached Farmy for a lot of years, and then Scott Boone, a guy that he had known. You don't know how it's going to work. It's like your family having to work together. And there have been some hard, some people call it fights. I call it discussions because it sounds better. But they're all working together now for the best for you all. They're trying to do what's best for the university. And it was tough in the spring because I want to do this. I want to do this. And I want to do that. And we had to yell and scream and get it all out. And now they're all working together really well. So to answer your questions, Josh, I'm proud of the team. They want to win. We're not good enough not to play really well. We can't play without passion and win. We just can't. So if we don't show up Saturday, we'll get beat. You can just check it off early. If you see us flat, just say, okay, dip, I'll go do something else. I'm going to watch next week, but I'm out. They'll try, but we're not good enough, and we've told them that. We're as good as the last six teams, but we're not good enough not to play well. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the Coastal is. The Coastal's been, I think, had a different winner the last 7 years or something. Mm-hmm. It's been crazy. So, but that gives us a chance. But the guys know that they have to give full attention to detail for the next 7 weeks because we have an open date to get where we need to go. But, Josh, I'm proud of the staff. They're all working together. They're all working so hard. I'm proud of the kids. They get up at 5. We start meetings at 6:30. We practice from 8 to 10. They're over there watching video in the afternoon. They're lifting weights. They're running. They're really trying hard to make this thing work.
Good question, Josh. In fact, it's our Cruisers question of the night. $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers coming your way. Fountain drinks, chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline. Cruisers, let's go. Let us go to our final break. We'll come back, take a peek at the Hokies, the next opponent for the Heels. That's coming up after this from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500. $500 tuition. In North Carolina, three universities charge just $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at three state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. ACC football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM ACC Radio from hosts like Mark Packer, Chris Patola, Roddy Jones, and me, Wes Durham, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home, and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/ACCSXM.
It is a 3:30 kick coming up Saturday afternoon. Carolina and Virginia Tech in Blacksburg.
And Duke's at 4 o'clock the next week.
That's right. Just announced today the Carolina game in Keenan against Duke in 2 weeks. A 4 o'clock kick against the Blue Devils, so it should be a great atmosphere. Again, that game sold out in Keenan Stadium. Looking forward to that. But first business is Virginia Tech. Again, 3:30, Carolina, and the Hokies will be on the air radio-wise at 2:30. Coach, just a big game. Big game for the Coastal Division. Big game to get the second half of the year going the way you want, and always a challenge to go to Blacksburg.
Yes, we've had tremendous crowd support at our away games. We had a lot of people in Atlanta. We had a bunch of folks at Wake Forest. Yep. And look for the same on Saturday at 3:30. It's going to be fun. They've got a great fan base like ours. It'll be full. It'll be loud. It's an important game for both teams. They're coming off two straight wins. Yep. Sally and I love Frank Beamer and Cheryl. I mean, they're just great friends, not good friends. So hope to get to see them there. We kind of grew up together in this business. And Justin Fuente's a great young coach there. I did some of his games at Memphis before he came to Virginia Tech. Bud Foster's in his last year of 30-something as defensive coordinator. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun game for us because I told the guys, you're finally in a game that matters. You're in a tremendous atmosphere, so don't worry about going on the road. I love it. I mean, it's so much fun to go into somebody else's place where they're packed, and you don't want to go where nobody cares. And Virginia Tech fans care, so it should be a great game, a lot of fun. They've changed quarterbacks the last couple of weeks, and he's doing a tremendous job. So he's from Dudley. His name's Hooker, and he's a big 6'4", 220-pound guy that can run. So it'll be a great challenge for us, but with challengers, fun.
By the way, there are tickets still available, just a few for this game up in play. If you're thinking about it, you can go check it out, Carolina and the Hokies. Coach, 45 seconds left. Their defense, always aggressive. You mentioned Bud Foster. Big challenge for that young O-line.
Yeah, they make it hard to run because they're going to put 8 and 9 guys around the line of scrimmage, so we'll have to hit some throws. But when they spread out, we've got to run the ball some, and you can't just throw it all the time. So we've got to stop their run. We've got to force them into some tough long yardage situations in passing, do a better job than them in the kicking game, and we got to stay balanced on offense. We've got to score a bunch of points here the last 6 weeks to be able to win because we've got so many guys hurt on defense.
Coach, great to see you again. Thank you for your time. Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
3:30 the kick on Saturday, Carolina and Virginia Tech. Again, we're on the air at 2:30. For tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill Restaurant and the latest edition of Mac Brown Live.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, this has been Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader.
New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.